You got it, sweetheart. Good morning, everyone. And what I'm going to do right now is come before the Father in prayer. I thank each one of you for being on this call. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you. This is your call. This is the Master's call. Thank you for each one of your children that are on this call and for those that are traveling, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we are protected by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They heard you. They listened to you. And because of your faithfulness and because of all of your promises, this call was manifested. We thank you because they are fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord. You are our peace. You are our rock. You are the fortress that is surrounding Benita and her family members as they travel, Father. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God, because many of us are Artists International distributors, and that's how we came together. We thank you for that, Lord, and for freedom in you. You're the one who has set us free. And as this call is getting ready to continue, as we hear the word of God, we thank you for this minister, the speaker who's bringing the word forward, Father. It's going to be a word that each one of us can receive. It's going to be a word that is going to strengthen us. It's going to be a word that is going to encourage us. We praise you because you are mighty. We thank you because you are perfect. You are flawless, Lord God. And we know, Father, that right now as I speak your word, I thank you, Lord, that the airway will be clear. Your people will hear your word no matter where they are. There will be no interruption, Father, in the name of Jesus. Satan, we tell you now, we put you on notice. Your assignments, they're canceled. They're inoperative in the name of Jesus. The blood of the Lamb is against you. This call is sealed by the protection of our God. So, Lord, we say glory to you in the highest. Thank you for 2013 that is about to approach us. Thank you because you are holy. You are our God in the mighty name of Jesus. I love you, family. We are free in Christ Jesus, and I am turning this call over to our host, Minister LaShawn. Are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Amen and praise God. Good morning, TMC family. I thank you all and give you greetings on behalf of the TMC family. You all are a family, a branch of our love, and we are just so excited that you are here with us this morning on this Freedom Friday. I love it. And while you're getting seasoned and spiritually blessed this morning, I just want to let you know that as a member of the TMC family, we are here to serve you through the Lord. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So again, Minister Robbins, thank you for greeting and seating God's children with such powerful and strategic prayer and such an awesome testament of how free we are when we believe in God's word. Now, the Master's Morning Call was founded October 25th, 2010. And if you go to our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, you'll be able to hear all our archived messages from inception of this call. I'm saying every single one of them. So you have a whole buffet of food that you can be spiritually blessed with and share with one another. If you post the link of www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com on your Facebook pages, on your Twitter pages, Instagram it, text it, or what have you, all they have to do is click the link and it instantaneously comes up for them. And we also have an email address that we welcome comments, praise reports, testimonies. We'd love to hear what God is doing in your life, prayer requests, and also if you feel God tugging on your heart to become a prayer intercessor, we welcome that. So please email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall.com. www.teamcfamily.gmail.com. And today is Friday, our extended call. So immediately after the speaker and the benediction, we will have a Q&A session that will allow you to give testimonies and your praise reports, update all of that. So stick around with us at the end of the call, which happens every single Friday. And these virtuous, awesome, powerful women of God are the founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Those two women were anointed and were tugged on by the Lord. And he said to them, I want you to create this TMC call so people can start their days off enriched and enhanced and empowered and inspired in the Word. And the scripture reference that they stood on is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So when God gives you something, he gives you a mission, he gives you a scripture to stand on, and means to pray, and that is why this call is so successful. Now, directly after the master's call, there is an MMC call, the Motivational Morning Call, which is hosted by our Platinum President, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and you'll never know who is on that call. There's always special guests on that call. There's always so much information on that call about Artists International, and if you're on this line right now and you're saying, what is Artists International? Who are these people that you're talking about? I heavily encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call and ask them what this call is all about. So now, TMC family, I want to bring to you our speaker for this morning. This young lady is so energetic and so excited in the Lord. Every time she comes to minister the word, we always leave excited and spiritually full and just so anointed and just feeling so blessed. This young lady, she lives in Columbus, South Carolina, and she is a mom. She's an artist distributor, and she is just so awesome in the Lord. And we just thank you so much for your faithfulness, Minister Tammy. So as she comes on to the line, I just want to remind you that when she is finished and this call is over, you can, and I guarantee you, you're going to want to, you can listen to this call in its entirety by dialing 712-432-1085 with the same access code 957-677-pound, so you can hear this message in its entirety. So Minister Tammy, are you there?
Good morning, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. God bless you, sis. Take it away.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And good morning to you, Minister LaShawn. Good morning to all of the Master's Call listeners, all of the faithful callers that call in each morning here on the Master's Call. I want to say thank you and good morning to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and good morning to my spiritual mother, Robin Wilson, Minister Robin Wilson, and all of you that are on the line this morning. I thank God for the introduction today by Minister LaShawn, and she's such a kind person in the things that she says. And the most important thing is that I am an ambassador of the Lord, and I stand this morning to do the work of the Lord. And I always like to go before the throne of grace to make sure that I am in alignment with his spirit. So I'm going to just open up the heavens this morning. I come to you, Father, this morning, Lord God, humbly, Lord, in spirit and in truth, just magnifying your holy name this day. Father, on this December 28th day that you have given to me, Lord God, another day that it is to be used for your grace and for your mercy. Father, speak your word today to the people of God to increase them, Lord God, increase their knowledge and understanding of your will for their lives. Father, I thank you, Lord, that I trust you. I thank you, Lord, that you have all power in your hands. And I thank you, Lord, that you know what is best for your people. Father, I thank you. And it is in Jesus' name that I trust the strength of the Lord shall be with me on today. Amen. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, again, I just want to say thank you to the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for giving their time and their energy and being obedient servants of the Lord. I feel the Lord saying that this is an example of what your fruit will look like as you stand in this world and as you take a stand for Christ and as you do as you are led, there is a call on each one of our lives that the Lord has given each one of us. And the question is whether or not you will be bold enough to trust him. The question is whether or not you will be faithful enough to do what he's called you to do. The question is whether or not you will stand and give your testimony. The question is whether or not you will be faithful to the Lord so that you may receive his eternal life and glory. So we want to thank those founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, for being the women of God to create this call, the Master's Call. That's not all that they do, but there are other things the Lord says that they do in their life that make them the living epistles that they are. There are other things that they do so that others look at them and see that they are on fire for Christ and on fire for the Holy Ghost in their lives and they're on move for the kingdom of God. So God wants you to understand that he puts people in your life that will be the living epistle for you to see, for you to emulate, for you to understand. None other better than his son, Christ Jesus. Amen. And the Lord is saying this morning that he wants you to understand that his son was brought to this earth to give you the instructions that you need, because there will be a time, the time of the end, that is coming forward. Amen. And that is what we're going to look at today, is what the Lord is giving us to be prepared, that the time of the end shall be. And that will be our title for today. And then I honor the woman of God on this call, and she has taught me well. We must have a title as we go forward so that the people will understand what we're talking about. And that is what it's all about, Master's Call family. The preparation is for the time of the end. God has sent his son Jesus for us, and he has sent me into the book of Daniel today in chapter 12. We've talked about Daniel in chapter 10, where Daniel had a vision, and Daniel was one of the prophets of God, and we know that there were several prophets of God, and the Lord had given him a vision, and he didn't understand what the Lord was trying to tell him, but he sought the Lord with all of his heart and all of his might. He fasted and he prayed, and we told you in chapter 10 that he awaited, and he waited the 21 days until the angel of the Lord was able to come to him, and we told you how that angel of the Lord was held up. And all the time that he was held up, he was doing battle in the heavenlies on Daniel's behalf. But he wants you to know that every time you prayed and you fasted in earnest, every time that you asked a question, that he's sending the answer. Every time that you reach for and turn your face to the wall, that he's hearing those cries and he's hearing those prayers, because he sent his son Jesus to prepare you for this time of the end. Jesus came that we all may have life and that we may have life abundantly. Sometimes we're not assured of what our goal is and what it is that the Lord wants us to do, but as Minister Willis told us on yesterday, God has a plan, and he wants to take you into the promised land, but you must be willing to do those commandments of the Lord, because it's all in preparation for the time of the end. That time of the end is an end of the earthly life, but amen, it's the beginning of the eternal glory. It is the beginning of your rest from this fighting, this war with the enemy who prevails on the earth. But we know that God is a God that is in charge. We know that God is a God who knows all, and he's a God that has all power in his hands, and he's preparing us for the time of the end. The Spirit of the Lord this morning is strong in saying that, oh, he is upon the earth at this time, and he's seeing things that he's not happy with. He's seeing selfishness in this land and wickedness that is run amok, just as his people have done before. But he wants them to know that the righteous shall stand with God in the end. The righteous shall have their place in the end. He wants you to know that he has given prophets his word. He wants you to know that there is not, a world without hope. Oh, as long as you have Christ in your life, he wants you to know that your suffering is not in vain. Amen. He wants you to understand that there is the time of the end that shall come, but that end, again, is a new beginning for those who are righteousness of God, and they shall go forth into eternal glory. So we turn to Daniel in the book of Daniel, and we're in chapter 12, and the Lord took me to verse 4, and he said, but for as you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book until the end of time, many will go back and forth and knowledge will increase. Now the Lord says that we will have those prophets, as he said, and they will come and they will give you the knowledge of God, and some will listen and some won't. But he says that the work of the Lord must be done, and we must stand together as one body in this earth until the time of the end. The Lord is saying that you have to turn from those wicked ways, and you must seek his face because he is still here. He still hears your cries, and just as he sent the angel for Daniel, then he will also send the answer to you. There is an appointed time, as he told his prophet Habakkuk, when he was so disturbed by the evil that was in the world, that he cried out to the Lord in earnest, and he sought the Lord to say, what are you going to do about these evil things? What are you going to do about the struggle of your people? What are you going to do about these things that are casting down your people amongst the land? We have disease in this time. We have poverty in this time. We have a barren land even in the United States. We are facing things that we've never faced before, even in these United States. Oh, but God says that it says, I told the prophet Habakkuk, I have sent other prophets to you, and now you must listen to the words of the Lord. There is an appointed time. He said through the other teacher, Minister Tiffany, that I am doing a new thing. Will you see it? Will you understand? And will you not perceive it? Hallelujah. He said that I am making provision for all of my children. Oh, but he requires you to depend on one another because the time of the end is coming. The Lord has established this world. Oh, he has established this world for us to be amongst each other as brethren. He has established this world for us to care for one another. He has established this world, oh, as one of his kingdoms, but it has gone astray. He said that the people have not done as I have wished them to do from the beginning time. So he knows the character of his people, but God is a merciful God. Hallelujah. He's a merciful God. And he said that, oh, but there is the end time when your glory shall come upon you, the righteous shall be recorded, and they shall have their names written in the book of life. Or when they stand before me, then they want to hear all that they have done, a great work. And there will be those who will enter into my kingdom, and they will receive their eternal rest. But there will be those who will be turned around. Oh, my God, the Father says that there are those who shall be turned around, that they are thinking that they're on the right path, but they have not done as the Lord has advised them to do. They have devised their own plans and have gone astray. But the Lord says that I am a merciful God. I do not change. My ear is open to the people if they will humble themselves and pray. Hallelujah. The Lord says that the time of the end is near. But will my people hear from the prophets that I have set in the land? Oh, the Lord says that the Spirit of the Lord is strong. He is strong for the people, but he is against the wicked. He sees and he judges their hearts, and he knows the pain that his children feel, how they look upon the evil and they think that they are getting away with their schemes and their tactics. But he says that, do not fear, my children. Just as Minister Willard told you, he said to be of good courage. Hallelujah. Be courageous and be strong. Stand and fight where you are. He says, stand and fight where you are, because the day is coming that you will receive your reward. The day is coming that you shall see the eternal glory. But even before that time, the Lord says that I have treasures for you here on this earth. Oh, but what is the requirement, the Lord says, is that you must heed the word of his prophets. He has put many people here in the earth. And then this book of Daniel gives a list of all the different prophets that he has sent on this earth. Those who were alive, just as Minister Willa is alive, just as I am alive and speaking to you today, he has given us the people that we need to get us prepared for the time of the end. The Lord says that I've given you the prophets to look at. I've given you Dr. Vanessa, who gives my word faithfully. Oh, she's a woman of God, and she is able to say what the Lord says, and she won't add anything or take it away. The prophets of God, amen, have not always been respected, but God says that those are my people that I put to the task because they know how to do the job that I sent them to do. And in every form of work that he has created on this earth, he said that my people shall stand and give my word. No, to the less of these or to the great of these, his word does not change. Oh, but the Spirit of the Lord says that if you would only heed the word of those who have come forth for you, oh, then you will be blessed mightily in the land in which you stand. But God says that there are those who will never turn from their wicked ways because their way, they feel, is the best way. But the Lord has a plan even for those. For those of you who are the righteousness of God, he says, do not fear, for there is a time that is coming, a time where your treasures shall be shown. Oh, the Lord says that there is a time where his mercy shall be extended, and there is a time where it shall be removed. But oh, he is giving time to all to come unto the Lord. The Lord said that he is giving you opportunities. He's giving you insight. He's giving you knowledge, and this will increase. There will be signs and there will be wonders. Oh, but those people of God, hallelujah, those will be the ones whom he will know and he will allow into the kingdom of God. For the Lord says that the time of the end is near. Now, Daniel was very concerned that, the Lord, I don't know exactly what to tell the people about the time is coming and what do these days mean, the numbers that you've given. And we go back and forth and thinking that we understand, and the people say, well, this is the time that is in, and this is the time that we shall end. But no man knows but the Father. He says, no man knows but the Father when the end time shall come. In the meantime, he says, prepare each and every day. Because your time is not the time, the same time as your brother. Your time could be tomorrow. Your Father, we thank you that the word of the Lord goes forward to your people. God, we thank you that we will not be turned back by those things which we see. Father, we thank you, Lord, that no time, oh my God, can be given by any man. We thank you for the Spirit of the Lord, which is in control of all things. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us knowledge. We thank you, Lord, that you take us forward and give us understanding. Father, we thank you, Lord, that there is hope for your people. We thank you, Lord, for the righteousness of God shall be shown amongst those who are faithful to give your word. Father, we thank you for the prophets which you have sent on this earth to give the word of the Lord, to prepare us for the time of the end. Father, we thank you for the knowledge of God which you have placed upon us. We thank you for your son Daniel, who has given us the information to look back. As Daniel was a servant of the Lord, he instructed him to make account of the things that he had seen. Daniel was placed in a high position so that even in the foreign land, he was able to do the work of the Lord. He was steadfast before he was placed in that position, and the Lord says his faithfulness is what helped him to endure. He knew from his beginning that he would receive his eternal glory. The Lord said, have no fear, son. You don't worry about what the wicked is doing and when the day shall come. But as for you, in verse 13, he says, go your way to the end. Then you will enter into rest and rise again for your allotted portion at the end of the age. So Daniel knew without a shadow of a doubt that he had done the work of the Lord. He had prepared the people for the time of the end. He had been obedient even in his captivity to have unfathomed wisdom, to have uncommon wisdom, to have the wisdom that no man could give him, but that wisdom only came from seeking the Lord. So if you're wondering what to do, and you're wondering what is my gift, if you're wondering what is my talent, if you're wondering what is my calling, then the Lord says, seek my face, and you will have this answer. Seek me in all things that you do and glorify me, and you will have that which you have asked for. Seek me in all things first, and you will have the knowledge of God to be successful as you move forward. As he has given the word to Minister Willow on yesterday, that as you go forward into this promised land, even into this next year, there are commandments that the Lord has placed. There are prophets in the land that he has assigned to give you the wisdom of God, to give you the understanding of God, and to help you move forward to have good success in the Lord. The Lord says that he has provided for you everything that you need for the time of the end and for you to be successful and have life more abundantly. For the time of eternal glory shall be upon us. In the name of the Lord, I thank you for this time, and I pray that this word has been a blessing to you. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen. Praise God for that powerful word. We thank you so much for such an awesome deliverance of the word. And TMC family, if you want to hear this call again, all you have to do is dial 712-432-1085 with the same access code, 957-677-POUND, so you can hear this message in its entirety, as well as spread the word to somebody else. So what we're going to do now is bring Sister Tiffany up for a prayer request. We're going to bring Minister Tammy back for the benediction, and I'll have a couple of announcements after the prayer request so that you can know what's going on. So are you there, Tiffany? Okay. Well, I'm closing prayer then. Well, actually, no, Tammy, you're closing in prayer this morning. Spirit of living God, we thank you so much for this day this morning. We thank you so much for the word that has come forth on behalf of your child, Minister Tammy. We thank you so much, Lord, for all you have done for us and delivering us yet another day. We thank you so much, Father, Lord God, for the prayer request that has come forward as well as those that are unspoken. We thank you for comforting the family of Pastor Guillermo, who suddenly passed away last week, Father, Lord God. We ask that you please watch over his family and keep them safe. We also ask that you please give them that comfort that is needed in order for them to understand that there is no failure or mistake in your word, Father, Lord God. We thank you for Chrissy. We thank you for Rob, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just touching Chrissy's body and allowing her to have a healthy birth. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for all the miracles that you have done, all the children, Lord. We ask that you please watch over Benita and her family as they travel, as well as all those who are traveling this holiday and festive season. Lord, we know that you are the reason for this season, Father, but we also ask that you please watch over the mental stability of others who do not quite understand. We thank you, Lord, for you being the only one to judge, for you being the only one to cast any kind of judgment toward anybody else. And let us remind ourselves, Father, Lord God, that you are the great I am. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the only one that can write in the book of life, Father, Lord God. So allow us, Lord, to not see things with our own eyes in the flesh, but to have the spiritual eyes to know, Father, Lord God, what you want us to do. And now as we close this prayer out, we just thank you so much for all those who are on the line this morning. We thank you, Lord, for their steadfastness. We thank you, Lord, for their diligence. We thank you, Lord, for their faithfulness in this call. We thank you not only for those who you hear daily on the call, but for those who don't speak as well. We thank you for those who just listen, Lord, and absorb the word, chew on the word, Lord, or for the babes in Christ that drink on the word for now, Lord. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for us having the ability of knowing that those who are drinking the word will soon chew on the word and then give it to someone else. So we thank you, Father, Lord God. We just thank you so much for all the gifts that you have given us. And as we are approaching the new year, I ask that you please cleanse our hearts, cleanse our minds, cleanse our visions, and walk us, Lord, in the path that you want us to. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. So Master's Call family, we again thank you so much and remind you that this call is extended because it is on Friday that we bring forth our prayer requests, our testimonies, and our praise reports. We also want to remind you that the MMC call is going on at 8:30 with our Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and that number is 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. So we will be back on Monday, but in the interim, I am going to bring back Minister Tammy so she can give the benediction, and we will begin our Q&A session. Are you there?
Yes, Minister Sean, I'm here. Father, we thank you for this word that we've received this morning. Father, we thank you for the knowledge of God being upon us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us everything that we need to prepare for our home in eternal glory. Father, I pray that we will not continue to be complacent in our worship of God, but we will worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, I ask you that this word pierce the heart of those who are on this call and that it be confirmation for those things which you have asked him to do, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the word. We ask you to bless each and every caller on this line and carry them throughout this day with the angels protecting them. I plead the blood of Jesus over them as they go out into this world. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Sharon.
Excuse me. Good morning, TMC family. This is Dr. Vanessa. I want to make sure we announce before we switch to our Q&A. Excuse me for interrupting, Minister LaShawn, but we want to make sure we encourage and invite all of you all to support our ambassador. Our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, is having a pastor's call tomorrow as we come together in one mind, one spirit, on one accord to pray for Artists International, for what God has done for us all this year, but even more so to cover us in prayer for the upcoming year. And everyone is invited to call in because there is so much power in corporate prayer. The call will be at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11 Eastern Standard Time. The number to call in is 559-726-1200, and the PIN code is 516-848-POUND, 516-848-POUND. I'm encouraging every one of our TMC members who've been so faithful to call in to receive a word from the Lord. We want you to do the power of work, and that's prayer, with us tomorrow as the believers in the body of Christ and all in our Artists International family will be calling in, and we definitely want to lift up and support Dr. P.K. Roberts as our ambassador. Thank you, and back to you now, Minister LaShawn.
Amen. Praise God for that announcement. And please, please, please call in. You never know what you're going to hear and how you're going to be spiritually blessed. And I also encourage you all to go out there and be ministers in the marketplace and just go out there and spread the good news about our Lord. So now we are going to begin our session, our extended session. And I'm going to now turn this call over to our beloved Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. Good morning, our TFC family. Wow, our last Friday of 2012. All has been well throughout this entire year. And again, Dr. PK and myself are humbled and honored to so many of you who day in and day out call in and support the call and sit at the table where the buffet spread has been made for you to eat the Word of God each and every day. We celebrate you, and we always want to thank you. Always want to thank our TMC prayer warriors for their diligence and their dedication. We just couldn't do it without it. It's a team effort, and we know what team means. Together, everyone achieves more. This morning, I especially want to thank our prayer warrior, Minister Robin, as she greeted you as you came in the spiritual doors to sit, receive, and hear the Word of God and covered us in prayer. And to our hostess with the mostest, Minister LaShawn, we so graciously appreciate what you do. And to Minister Tammy, boy, you can tell that prophetic was on you this morning, sweetheart, as you spoke about the end. We're encouraged to know we always have the hope of Christ, to know that in Christ, when all other things are going as they may go, whether there's a financial cliff or not, for we're glad the wind of God, like the eagles we are, is blowing under us to carry us over and through to his place and his promises in our life. So, Minister Tammy, we thank you and encourage you to keep on letting God use you. Well, you know what Fridays are, and I see two or three of you already in the queue, where it's all about us celebrating one of our mandates for this call, which is to receive prayer requests and praise reports from each and every one of you. And I'm going to ask Minister LaShawn if you would be our scribe so that you're ready to pray at the end of the call and to take our prayer requests. We're going to start with, it says curves today, so not sure where you are. 217, the floor is yours. If you give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Good morning.
Shalom, my friend. Shalom, my friend. Shalom, shalom. Till we meet again, till we meet again. Shalom, shalom. Hello, everyone. I bring you greetings from Israel.
Oh, Gina, it is so good to hear your voice. Greetings to you, my sister.
How is everyone? I have been missing you all. God Great. Is so amazing. Testimony. He has made a way for me to use modern technology, Skype, to get it as an app on my new iPhone. And I picked up a hotspot in my apartment, so I'm able to be on all the calls on Friday, which is Shabbat, which is a day of rest. So
yes.
I don't work today, tomorrow, and we don't work on Sunday. So I'm off for the next 3 days, and it gives me the opportunity to be on all my calls on Fridays. So I could not help but to jump on an amazing, amazing message for today. And God is just so amazing. He's just been opening the doors in the ways of just shedding his light and knowing that he is with me here in Haifa, Israel. And it's just, as my new word is, crazily awesome.
I like that. Wow, now our call has really gone international. Man,
yes.
The TNC go up a notch all the way to Israel. That is phenomenally exciting to us. So tell us a little bit quickly what you get to do every day so far.
Okay, well, I've only worked for 3 days because we were just trying to get acclimated when I came in last Friday and just trying to get used to everything, and then coming in on Shabbat was a little bit different because everything shuts down. Everything closes. So for a couple of days, it was just kind of like just a day of rest. And but I have been working in the Office of Return to Zion, which is a Messianic Jewish center who works directly with the Holocaust survivors in rehabbing and getting them back into society, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, everything, from where they've just been distraught from their childhood of watching their parents get killed in front of them and having to drag their bodies to the pit and snatch out their parents' gold teeth if they had any and give it to the soldiers, and having to just live on their own without any siblings and not having shelter. And it's just been amazing to hear the different stories. An Ethiopian Jewish woman who crossed the Sudan, she passed out for 2 days. She had actually died. When they found her, they were able to revive her. And she's here to tell the story of her life, how thousands died in the Sudan, but she lived. You know, and I will be interviewing her or talking to her and getting her story next week. And next week I actually start doing pedicures for them, for the Holocaust survivors, and just being a blessing to take care of their feet and just being a servant. And I told them whatever they needed me to do, I will be doing. So cooking and cleaning and washing and pedicures and playing my violin, and because I play tonight. And just Every gift and talent that God has given me is being able to be used here, because they're not as advanced as we are in the States. So they look at me as the one who knows everything. And it's just been amazing how God uses you. And like I mentioned on a call before this one, you know, if God has called you to do something, do it. Don't hesitate. Live in your now. You have no idea what God wants for you to do. You have no idea. And it's not about your will or your way or if you have it or if you don't. I mean, I have many people to give me finances to come for the trip. And for those who don't know, when you go on a missions trip, you live off of what people sponsor you. You know, and so I had just enough to get my plane ticket and get here, and just enough for 1 month rent and a little bit of food. So I could have looked at my finances and said, I only have enough for a ticket and this, and that's it. Are you kidding me? I should have like at least thousands and thousands of dollars on me. But, you know, when you live in the will of the Lord, he provides for you. He'll take that which you have, as we already know, within the fishes and the loaves, and he will multiply it for you in front of your face, where you don't even realize. It's like, I thought I had less than this, and now I have more, and I've got food in the refrigerator, and I still got money, and I don't need to use this for anything, and I'm okay for walking, and it's just been incredible. It's a true walk.
Amen. So let me ask you this, Regina, Minister Regina. Now, are you still able to receive gifts if we go to your website and put money in your website?
Yes. Well, why don't you give to our listeners?
Yeah, give our listeners, because I know I rushed and got it, put some on there right before you were leaving. I said, I forgot, I need to go to these right now.
So give us your website. www.alifestylechange.com. alifestylechange.com. And if you want to call me, you can. It's free for both of us. The number is 217-909-2276.
And don't be amazed when it says Curves Today. I thought of the exercise place Curves Today. I said, what is that? That is so
I cute, do though. Account for body for you know artists and that Curves Day is so I didn't realize it was still coming up that way, but
that's all right. Give it to us one more time, your number.
The phone number is 217-909-2276.
And you are coming in so clear all the way from Israel. Oh, that is so awesome. Praying for you.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. And you stay in that old hotspot every Friday you can get when you're not working and tune in, and we will definitely continue to cover you in prayer. And many are still on the line, and I'm encouraging you to support our sister because truly she is Jesus' hands extended. And so that's good soil. That's great soil. And you know we love you, your artist family, the TMC family. We're all lifting you up. The MMC family are all lifting you up, excited about what God is doing in you and through you and looking forward to hugging your neck in March when we all see each other convening in Las Vegas. So thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in. And know that we've got you covered in prayer. The prayers of the righteous avail much, and I know many will go to alifestylechange.com and support you, not just with prayer, but tangibly. Guys, even if it's $5, $10, $3, I mean, I loved how Barack Obama's campaign sent me, send $3. I looked up with all them $3 there, I got hundreds of dollars out of me before it was all over. So support our sister who is doing a work for the kingdom of God. Anything you want to say to us in closing, Ms. Regina?
I love you all. I miss you all. And don't hesitate to call. I will enjoy hearing the voices of the saints. And one quick prayer request. I'm looking to open up artists here in Israel. So I've got like people who are interested in products already. Not by me telling them, just by them asking me what I do and just keep asking me questions. So that is my prayer request for the Lord to continue to show his favor upon me. And everyone
time zone difference for you to call them, for them to call
it's
you?
It's an 8-hour difference for those who are calling Central Standard Time, 7 for Eastern Standard Time. So as long as you call before 5 or 6 p.m., I should be okay.
Okay.
Don't call after 5 or 6 p.m. your time.
Because that's 3
o'clock
in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Although I might be up. I might be up. Just call. Just feel free to call. The Lord knows.
Well, we love you. We're speaking the peace and the blessings of God upon you. And please don't ever hesitate while you're over there to call in to us. So, again, thank you. Oh, wow, I'm just excited to say we are truly an international call today, and we have got you covered in prayer. Well, we're going to head out to Tampa to our Miss Joni. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone, Dr. Vanessa. Well, I was going to say something, but after hearing that, my heart goes out to the peoples, how they're living over there and how thankful we are. We are truly, truly blessed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So what's that George Meyer said? Thank God for 20 things before you ask him for one. So that's all I just want to say. Oh, I just love you all. And we just keep Israel in prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Well, you know we love you. You have been such a blessing to all of our lives, and especially to this call, and also all the way out to the West Coast, to Tacoma. Good morning, Miss Ronnie.
Morning. Hold on.
We can,
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. I feel like the last caller said after hearing that I was going to say something. I don't know if I even need to. I praise God for Sister Regina, and I'm glad she got on the call. My prayer request was concerning Richard. You know, he had that foot surgery, and he was on the couch for about a month getting healed, and now he's asked the request to let him stay for a little while, and my heart goes out to him, but his track record has been so terrible for 25 years that I've had to put him out 20, 60, or 30 times. I don't know how many times. It's no exaggeration. Anyway, this has been the best he's ever behaved, so I'm feeling like, okay, my prayer request is that he went to Portland for the weekend to be with his young children under the age of 10 and their mother, and it's usually very chaotic, and I pray that it all goes well and he comes back in one piece. And I guess according to the real mission that Sister Regina is doing, I believe I felt compelled to let him stay. So that's what I was going to say, but I give God the glory and the praise. I love you guys, and I love this call.
Well, thank you, thank you. Isn't that amazing, Ms. Regina, how your testimony just changed the hearts of so many. And as Peter asked Jesus, how many times do I forgive them? Seven times, and he said, no, 70 times seven. So I think you got your answer to just keep on loving them, keep on loving them, keep on loving them. And as my mother always says, we can love the hell out of each other as we just give them the love of Christ. I'm going to clear the queue because it's full. He has a prayer request before we allow our Minister LaShawn to cover and lift up our prayer request. All righty. Well, I just ask you all to pray for me for Traveling Mercies. We'll be leaving later on today to head back to Prairie View. We're in Dallas now, and take my mom back those 4 hours, and just believing we will complete a fantastic Christmas, a Christmas full of love and laughter. We were able to celebrate just missing my father. This is our first Christmas without him, but just so many memories where we just laughed and were remembering so many different things Daddy would have said and done. And God just honored the peace of God with our entire family. So thank you for those prayers, and we just ask for Traveling Mercies as we go back to Prairie View today. Miss Ada, our newest prayer warrior, the floor is yours.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
I just thank God for you and this call, and I want to just give a quick praise report. I have been experiencing some very heavy bleeding during my cycle, and I just asked for the intercessors to pray for me, and it did stop. I do have an appointment to see my OB gynecologist just to see what's going on, but I just wanted to say thank the minister that brought forth the word. I believe that was Minister Tammy and Minister LaShawn, and just everyone at TMC have been such a blessing to me. And so we just believe in God that as we go forth, as you, many of you know that I just recently got married, God just was truly honored at our wedding. We know that there were seeds planted for salvation for friends that came that don't know him, but we believe that God truly showed up and showed out. And so we're just thanking God that as we go forth in marriage as well as in ministry, that the Lord will continue to strengthen me and to give me what I need to not only minister to my husband, but the ministry that he has called us to. So I just love you all. I thank God for this call. It's been such a blessing in my life, Dr. Vanessa. So thank you for just continuing on, and all of TMC as well as Dr. P.K. Robbins. May you just continue to press on in what God has called you. And I'm so very encouraged by Sister Regina, her testimony today of being able to be used. You know, you don't have to have a degree in this or a degree in that to serve the Lord. You just have to have a willing heart. You just have to be ready to say, yes, I will go. And for those of us that cannot go, we can send $5. We can send $3, as Dr. V has just stated. So if you all would be so kind as I've got my pen wasn't working, if she can give the number and the website that we can support her financially, if you can repeat that, that would be a blessing. But love you. Back to you. Appreciate your prayers and just continue to lift me up as I can serve God.
All righty, Dr. Miss, I called you Dr. Regina. Oh, is that prophetic? Miss Regina, give your information again, please.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. The website is www.alifestylechange.com. Alifestylechange.com. Because that's exactly what this is. It's a lifestyle change.
And your phone number?
The phone number is 217-909-2276.
God bless you.
All
thank
righty.
You.
Did you get that, Ms. Minister Ada?
Yes, I did. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you also. Okay, our last caller for today is 323. I think that's California. Right early on our call this morning, the floor is yours. 323-309. You're up. Unmute your call because your line is unmuted for us. 323-309. Looks like Glover is your last name.
Hello.
There's that baritone. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, man of God.
Yes, God bless everyone on the call this morning. Definitely God bless Sister Regina over in Israel. May she succeed in all her endeavors. My name is Emmanuel Glover. I'm here in Southern California. And my query test is just that God touch me and give me more strength and more focus and just help me to be more accountable for the things that I have committed myself to. I'm a deacon in the church, and I've allowed just during the holiday season some things to distract me from the things that God has called me to do, and I just pray an actual prayer that I get the strength and the focus and the will be built in me to do those things that God has called me to do, and not allow distraction to take me away from those things.
Amen. I think that's a prayer, Brother Glover, all of us can embrace and join in. Well, thank you so much. You said you're in California. What part of California is this, 323?
Yes, I'm in Southern California.
Okay. Well, we welcome you to the call. So glad to hear from you this morning. And we have definitely added that prayer request to our list. Well, that's all I see on the board right now. We thank God again for each and every one of you on the line, and I'm going to turn it back over to Minister LaShawn and ask that she come, and we begin to bombard heaven as we stand in the gap for these prayer requests. Minister LaShawn, the floor is yours.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Father, what an awesome, awesome union you gave us this morning. What an awesome, awesome call you have provided for us once again with clarity and no interruption. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for the prayer requests and testimonies that came forth this morning. We thank you so much for Sister Regina having the diligence to call in with Skype, not only to have faith in looking for a hotspot, but just having the faith to call in and let us know that she is all right. We thank you, Father, Lord God, with that Philemon 1 and 3 spirit, Lord. We give grace to you, peace from God, to God and Father in the Lord, Lord. We thank you so much for her working with the Holocaust victims. We thank you so much for her working with the survivors, letting them know that they are loved. We thank you, Lord, for her touching their feet and cleansing them and giving them pedicures, Lord, mimicking what Jesus did when he cleansed the disciples' feet, Lord. We thank you so much for her having the love in her heart to do so. We thank you, Lord, for all that she is doing. We thank you, Lord, for finances that has come in the gap, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for her her having food and shelter, Lord. We thank you so much for her having the opportunity to possibly bring artists international, continuing to save lives even after she leaves in Israel, Lord. We thank you so much for her website, www.alifestylechange.com, because we know that your children will come forth and help, Lord. We know that your children will come forth and give donations, give comments, just do everything that they can, Lord, to keep her encouraged in the word. We thank you so much for the number, 217-909-2276, for that call to go through with clarity as well, for her to be able to hear from your children and continue to encourage and strengthen her, to continue helping her throughout the day, Lord. When she's feeling alone, when she's feeling doubtful, we know that you will send someone, Lord, that will give her that experience, strength, and hope, and that encouragement that she needs to continue. Father, Lord God, we thank you for Timothy 1:3, when God comes forth, Lord, to serve from the forefathers with pure consciousness, that without ceasing, that they have remembrance of thee in prayers in the night and day, Lord. So we just thank you for the diligence that Regina had and not letting what looks the way in the flesh and the natural be her determination, Lord. We thank you for Joni for calling in. Thank you, Lord, for her having the ability to know that if she asks for 20 things for herself, to make sure that she gives you reverence for 20 things before she asks you for one. Thank you, Lord, for her knowing to pray to you throughout the day and thanking you for all the things that you have given to her and her loved ones, Lord. Thank you for the gift of life, for the gift of good health, Lord. We speak, declare, and decree, Lord, that she is cleansed from any kind of affliction, and we know that her family is as well. We also thank you for Ronnie having the heart, Lord, having the will, Lord, and listening to you and allowing Richard to stay, Lord, while he is healing. We also ask for traveling mercies for Richard while he's in Portland, Oregon with his children. We ask that the spirit of chaos is cast down to the pits of hell. We ask that you please continue to give him that bond of family, Lord. We ask that you please allow that to be a peaceful visit and that Jehovah Shalom shall cast over them, Lord, and allow love to spread, forgiveness to spread. Whatever happened in the past, let it stay there, Father, Lord God. If they're going to bury the hatchet, allow the handle to be buried as well, Father, Lord God. And we just thank you for that hope that we know that Richard will give his life back to you, Lord. He knows that he cannot enter the kingdom, Lord, unless he is born of the water and the spirit. So we continuously pray, but thank you in advance for that happening, Lord. We thank you so much for Dr. Vanessa and Mother Josie. We just ask that you please continue to guide them in this path, Lord. Allow them to have traveling mercies back to Prairie View. Allow them to be strengthened and comforted. Thank you so much for the wonderful memories that you have given of her father, Lord. We thank you so much for them having the ability and the spirit of laughter so he could continue to live through them. We ask that you please continue to have these memories come so they can live through him and let other people know of the work that he has done. We thank you so much for the friends and family that join and make sure that they are comforted. We thank you so much for the friends and family that pray for their strength. We thank you for the friends and family that pray for their finances, for the friends and family that pray over their shelter, Lord. We just thank you so much for hugging Sister Josie during the night, Lord, when she may miss her husband, Lord. They did the work of ministry. They did what marriage is about so all of us can continue to look up unto them and know what the ministry of marriage is all about. So we thank you, Lord, for that. We also ask that you please watch over Ada. Touch her body, Lord. Give her a Jehovah Rapha feeling, Lord, and that spirit of cleansing and healing, Lord. Allow her, Lord, to be able to feel better, Lord. Allow her, Lord, to have a regular cycle, Lord. Please run through her veins, run through her capillaries, run through her entire body, Lord. Become her DNA, Father, Lord God. Continue to just bless her and nourish her, Lord, when she is feeling weak. Allow her, Lord, to have the iron that she needs in her body, Lord. We trust and know that you have already done so. We trust and know that you have already healed her body. So in the name of Jesus, we ask that you please continue to give her the faith and knowing that you have already done all that you will do for her, Father, Lord God. She is going to wake up and notice a change in her body and be that testament. So when the doctors say that it can't be done, it will be done. And when they ask what happened, she can say that she prayed unto you, Father, Lord God, and then they may find you as well. We also ask that you please continue to bless her marriage, Lord. Give them Give them the ability to be the ministers of marriage as well. Allow young people to look up unto them and want to emulate the same way, Lord. Father, please watch over them and give her what she needs to do to be a good wife for her husband, and give him the strength to be able to carry your word for him to be a, for him to be a good husband unto her. And we ask that you please watch over Emmanuel Glover. Lord, thank you so much for him calling in this morning. Lord, thank you for him hearing a message, Father, Lord God. We don't know who that message was for specifically, Lord, but we just thank you for Emmanuel calling in and being able to ask you for accountability, ask you for strength, asking you to remove him from distraction, and for you to help him follow the will that you are giving him, Father, Lord God. We ask that you be his highway. We ask that you be his blinders. We ask that you be the path that he needs to follow, Father, Lord God, so that he can do all the things that you want him to do in the name of Jesus. We thank you so much for him calling this early in the morning, knowing that he needs prayer, knowing that he needs you, Father, Lord God. And we just thank you already in advance for him being a testimony as well, because when people ask him to go left, he's going to say, Father, Lord God, no, and he will go right. He will be able to say to them that he is not the same, that everything has changed in the name of Jesus, that he no longer wants to do the will of man, but he wants to do the will of God. So we thank you, Father, Lord God, for that in advance. And all the prayer requests that were spoken and unspoken, those are in our hearts and minds, we ask that you please cover them in the name of Jesus. Sprinkle the blood of the Lamb over them all, and allow them to know, Father, Lord God, that you are ever present in their life, no matter what it may appear like, no matter what it looks like in the flesh. We know that you continue to put that faith before the natural. So all these things we ask in your heavenly name, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all you have done. Amen and amen, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. And we seal that strategic prayer wrapped and clothed in the blood of Jesus. Thank you so much, Minister Deshaun, for that accuracy in the Holy Ghost as you prayed. Well, TMC family, we thank you for another week, our last week in this 2001 as we finish out the year, the first part of next week. We don't want to, I love how they've been saying on our artist call, don't already look to 2013. We still want to finish big with our business, with our belief, and with us bringing in others into the kingdom. So we want to thank each and every one of you on the call. Again, that loud shout out all the way to Israel, to our beloved Regina that I still see on the board. And we just thank God for each and every one of you. As we always conclude our calls, go out and be God's minister in the marketplace, knowing that we are better together. Don't forget about the call tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11 Eastern Standard Time, 8 Pacific Standard Time. Let's hop on and bombard heaven with prayer, believing for total breakthroughs in every area of our life. Thanks again. Love you so much. Be blessed. Let's all hop on the MMC call and have an awesome weekend. Bye-bye.